With Montana News, I'm Aiden Morton. Montana Governor Greg Gianforte and Alberta Premier Jason Kenney announced that Montana will share COVID-19 vaccines with Canadian truck drivers from neighboring Alberta. According to a memorandum of understanding signed today, about 2,000 truck drivers from Alberta who transport goods from Canada to the U.S. will be eligible to be vaccinated at a highway rest stop near Conrad. The vaccines will be available between May 10th and May 23rd. A fire has destroyed the historic M&M cigar store in Butte. The fire at the bar and cafe was reported at 3 a.m. this morning. The blaze took out its roof and charred and gutted the rest of the building. The fire battalion chief says the fire spread through the building's ductwork and called the building a total loss. The first bar opened in the building in 1890 and was famous for staying open around the clock, catering to miners getting off work by serving large breakfasts at all hours. It officially became a cigar store during Prohibition, though liquor was still served secretly. No one was injured in the fire, and the cause is under investigation. Authorities say a sixth-grade girl brought a gun into her Idaho middle school, shot two students and a custodian, and then was disarmed by a teacher. Officials said at a news conference Thursday that the three victims are expected to survive their injuries. Jefferson County Sheriff Steve Anderson says the girl pulled a handgun from her backpack and fired multiple rounds inside and outside Rigby Middle School, about 95 miles southwest of Yellowstone National Park. A female teacher disarmed the girl and held her until law enforcement arrived and took her into custody. Authorities say they're investigating the motive for the attack and where the girl got the gun. Montana has banned transgender women and girls from competing in women's interscholastic sports. Republican Governor Greg Gianforte signed that ban into law today. Montana Public Radio's Shaylee Rager reports.
Montana joins five other states in enacting a ban on transgender women and girls from participating in K-12 and college sports with other women and girls. Supporters of the legislation say they're trying to prohibit unfair sports competitions. However, the NCAA has had a policy guiding the fair inclusion of trans athletes in place for over a decade. Opponents, including LGBTQ advocates, medical professionals, and business leaders, say the policy is discriminatory and harmful to transgender youth. Montana's new law includes a clause that makes it void if the U.S. Department of Education threatens to pull federal education funding over the policy. Gianforte recently signed another bill that requires a person who's transgender and wants to amend their birth certificate to first prove they've had gender-affirming surgery. Republican Senator Carl Glimm brought the bill, saying the legal documents shouldn't change without, quote, significant reason, unquote. Opponents of the bill say it's a punitive measure and discriminatory. I'm Shaylee Rager, Montana Public Radio News.
This is MTBR.